VIP Access on OFM.
OFM, the sound of your life. We are back again. This is VIP Access, the most exclusive party in Central South Africa. Every time we always talk to talent, we always talk to people that are very vibrant in the world. And in this case, we're talking to this man who has a magical voice that will make you feel like you want to fall in love again. And he goes by the name of Langa Mavuso. Langa, how are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. Excited to be speaking to you.
I'm excited to be speaking to you. I have to say, your music is the type of sound that will just make you feel like, okay, I've been married for 60 years and I just want to start over again.
Oh, man. I just think I try to reflect as honestly as possible. And the topic of love will always be relevant whether you're 16 or 60.
That's true.
Yeah,
that is so true. Now, we all know, Langa, that it's lockdown now, right? And performing is impossible. How are you finding making music and being creative during this time, actually?
You know, it's been... it hasn't been a very creative time for me, to be honest with you. Today was the first time in 3 months that I've kind of got into studio and wrote some new music. Other than that, I've been mixing and mastering the album, which is really tedious work because you're just really picking at the details of each song. It's a very technical process. And I've been doing admin for the album, which has been just normal kind of work, you know. So I've had the privilege, rather, to focus very solely on my album, which has been great because I don't have the distraction of running around. But I mean, the downside is obviously that we've lost a huge portion of our income. But I think it's been an interesting way to see how we adapt to situations like these. So yeah, it's been interesting.
And you mentioned something quite interesting, and I think this is something that a lot of people or your fans might have never been aware. You said that you're mixing and mastering your album, so you do the whole entire production yourself.
No. I'm just very bossy. I have an engineer. I think it's always best to leave things to be experts. But I'm very clear on the intention and sound of every song. So I send a lot of notes and I send a lot of... So before we kind of... they start working, I'll send a reference to what kind of sound I'm going for, the feeling. Just so that they also kind of get into it as they go into this technical process. Because it's very mathematical, I would say, like, in the way that they work it. And sometimes they forget the emotion. So I try to get them in there with the story. And then I also just kind of guide them through the process of just saying, you know, it needs to feel warm and it needs to... you know, connect with people in this kind of way. And we'll speak about it in technical terms, but also relate it back to a normal human feeling. And I'll go, I want it to feel like a hug, you know?
Yeah.
And that means we're taking the brightness down and we're making it warmer and all of those things. So, yeah, it's been a beautiful journey, very frustrating, but exciting.
So you have a new single out titled Love Lost. Tell us more about it. Mm-hmm.
So when I was in high school, my first love, unfortunately committed suicide and died, and I'd, you know, had to deal with such a heavy grief, at a young age, and it was painful for me to go through that. And I'd written music about that in my first EP called, Liminal Sketches, which basically means transitional, things that are happening. So I wanted those feelings to pass and that grief to pass. And eventually I grew, you know, 8 years later we released Love Lost. And Love Lost kind of revisits that moment, when I found out that he died and I was sitting in my hostel room, at the National School of the Arts, just staring out into the sky, you know, weeping and wondering what life would be like after this really tragic death. And I sat there and saw the sunrise, you know. And when I looked back, when I was recording the album, Lyndon and I, the producer of Love Lost, we were playing around with chords and he played this organ chord and it took me straight back to that day. And I remembered just sitting, you know, and I speak about that. The first lyric is, I've got scars in my eyes, I've been wrestling with stars, you know, speaking about that night. But then it takes a beautiful turn where I start to remember the nice things that we shared, you know.
Yes.
And I think about the jazz that we sang, you know, Blue Rose by Liz Wright. And then there's a beautiful moment of acceptance where I go, you've got a new life and your soul has flown a new flight. I wish I could see you there, you know. For me, it's a moment of really release. But in that release, I remember all the beautiful things that we shared, our first kiss, first time we met, all of those great things.
Mm.
And that's what the song talks about, you know, being able to remember love from a place of closure, from a place of peace, and remembering not with grief, but more with love. And I called it Love Lost because I felt like I didn't lose, but love lost, you know. I felt
yes.
like it was the big loser in what had happened, so... that's Love Lost, the latest single.
You really painted it quite beautifully. So you're actually saying rest in beauty, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, no, that was actually beautiful, Langa. And then you're welcome. And talking about the album, let's talk more about the album. How long were you working on this album? Is it almost finished? Is it finished? What's the title? When can we get it?
I started working on the album 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was just kind of completing my contract statistic. And I was going back to being an independent artist. And I was writing and I was going through some things in my personal life and my relationship. And unfortunately, we broke up in the process of me writing this album. And that's what the album became about, you know.
Mm.
It became about yearning for a place of peace and closure. And I speak about the heartbreak. I speak about losing myself in the process of losing that love. And then there's a beautiful moment in the album where there's a turn where I kind of stop the pretense. And the song really, it's literally called Pretend. And it talks about ending pretense and being honest. And after it, there's a beautiful prayerful song called Spirit where I kind of just open up my heart and pray through song, and that leads me to a place of peace and closure, and eventually to Love Lost, which is that moment of acceptance for me, which is an acceptance of a love that I'd lost in high school, but also a lesson on accepting when things have ended and not completely remembering them in the painful moments, but remembering the beautiful moments too.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, Langa, just jumping out of the music a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to know Langa personally. So what does Langa love doing during his spare time?
I'm a reader. I read a lot. I listen to music. Now that I'm done with the album,
yeah.
I've been able to listen to music and all kinds of music for the first time in a long time because I'm very strict as I work on an album. I'm selective with what I listen to because what I consume is going to be what I put out eventually.
Yeah.
It has a huge influence on you. I listen to music a lot. I read a lot. I used to go out a lot with my friends.
Lockdown.
Lockdown has changed. You know, I'm a Friday indoors kind of guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just a normal person, like normal bloke who just likes to have a good time.
Yeah, and
with their friends.
Yeah, and then hidden talents that no one knows about. What's your hidden talent that no one knows about at all?
I really don't. I don't lie to you. I don't know. Like,
I think it's being bossy, as you said earlier.
You know what? I am very good at getting people to do what I'm supposed to do. And I mean, it comes with the job, though. It's important to kind of have a leadership kind of just stance. Because when I go into a rehearsal, I need to guide the band in terms of where we're going in the arrangement and just the intention of the show. Same thing with my creative team. I kind of have to lead the ideas side of things and be clear about what I want to do. This industry requires you to know yourself really well.
That's true.
So that you are not easily swayed.
That's true.
When it comes to making decisions and sharing your work or yourself.
Yeah, that's so true. All right, one final question from me. You know, so many creative ideas are popping out left and right in the industry that allows artists to showcase their talent. Now, do you see yourself doing a virtual performance anytime soon? You know, just to give your fans a taste of, you know, I'm still here, I'm still doing this, and I'm ready to give you some more of me.
I mean, we've done a couple. I must be honest, though, I miss having physical interaction, to have the fans in front of you, because what they don't understand is that they're part of the show. The audience gives so much to the performer, you know.
Yeah.
That the energy that they give is what makes the performance so amazing. It lifts us up as performers, and it gives us it pushes us throughout the show. I miss the audience so much, but I have done some virtual shows. I did one for a charity in New York the other day. I've done two others with a sportswear brand, and as well as a petrol station that is known around the country. So
yeah.
I have done a couple, but I try to keep it to a minimum, because I think the true essence of a show is being able to interact with people on a very real level. I miss the audience a lot.
Yeah, no, I can tell. Thank you very, very much, Langa. This was a very, very enlightening conversation, you know. It was very fun at the same time, and we got to know a piece of who Langa is, what Langa is about, and what Langa is working on.
Thank you so much for talking to me, and thank you to your listeners for listening in.
All right. Thank you very much, Langa.
Cheers.
All right, that was Langa Mavuso right there. Very talented individual who knows exactly what he's doing when it comes to his voice. When he presses those keys and he opens his mouth, magic always comes out. This is OFM, the sound of your life. Stay safe.
VIP Access with Lucius Machumi on OFM.